And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today, I want to talk about a way of living that you would be able to call your own, where you could live your own life, a life of independence, self-realization, a life of self-motivation, and a life of true purpose, not a purpose that others give you, but your own. Now, how to live such a life is what I want to talk about today. And I'm going to focus on the moment of response. See, life is made of many moments. I think it was Goethe who said that every second is a miniature minute, every minute a miniature hour, every hour a miniature day, every day a miniature year, every year a miniature lifetime. Life is composed of little moments. And we know that, don't we? At certain very special critical points in our life, when you have a very delicate interaction with your partner or with your child, it's a very special moment. And it's of those moments that life is made. Some people think back when they get older upon when they were younger, and they realize that they missed many of the golden moments, they call them golden moments, that they could have had with their children when their children were little. Those sweet golden moments, they missed them because they were off at work, or they put their children in daycare or preschool, sent them off to school. The parents were too busy with this and with that and that and this, and they missed those moments. So life is composed of moments. So how to live a life properly, live each moment properly. Just like the orchestra plays one note at a time. One note at a time. And it becomes a beautiful symphony. One note at a time. And so that's how you must live your life. Now, how do you do that? We all know we're supposed to do that. But we don't. Well, the reason we don't is because your life is now dictated and governed by temptation. That's right. Governed from the outside. Don't you feel pressured? Don't you sometimes feel harried and hurried? You feel like you have to rush. You feel like you have to drive faster and get there quicker and walk faster and rush and rush. You are under pressure. Are you really under pressure? Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. If you are, how did that come to pass? And if you aren't, why are you rushing as if you were pressured? You see what I mean? And then the other thing we do is we're always reaching forward to something else instead of appreciating what we have and sitting quietly with it. Instead of sitting quietly with it, we rush to the next thing, or we think about the next thing. You know, when you're having your salad, you're thinking about the main course. When you're having the main course, you're thinking about dessert. And when you're having dessert, you're thinking about an after-dinner beverage. And then you're thinking about something else. Always thinking about something else instead of being there. That's what you need to be, is to be there. Live each moment. But you're not now. And the reason you aren't is because your life is controlled by temptation, controlled from the outside. You're not living your own life. So how to live a life properly, live each moment properly? Just like the orchestra plays one note at a time. One note at a time. And it becomes a beautiful symphony. One note at a time. And so that's how you must live your life. Download my free complimentary meditation now at sheddingshackles.com. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships. My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. We often think back to earlier times, and we remember that we were less hurried, less pressured, less anxious. When you were younger, you did have some beautiful moments where you lived in the present, didn't you? But as the years go by, more and more you live not in the present, but always anticipating, worrying, see? Thinking about, what if this, what if that, what if this? I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to go here, I've got to do there. And if not that, then retreating into thinking of the past, of nostalgia, of regrets. Why can't you live in the present? We all know we're supposed to, don't we? Well, here's the reason. It's because your life is now a product of your responses to temptation. That's right, temptation. In your distant past, someone emotionalized you. They upset you. They hurt you. They angered you. They betrayed you and shocked you. Or they emotionalize you by pulling on your heartstrings, trying to make you feel bad and make you feel sorry for them and make you like them. And see? So you became emotionalized and you began to react to them and then eventually to everything with emotion. And so for that reason alone, there are other reasons, but for that reason alone, you are now totally controlled by your environment. When something happens, you react. You react. And bear in mind that these reactions are not just the obvious reactions. They're underneath, all the way down to the cellular level, all the way down to your cells. You react and react and react. And so these outside stimuli then have an effect upon your mind and upon your body, don't they? And you find that you can't stop reacting. Oh, you try. I mean, you can grit your teeth and clench your fists. You can resent, see, what it is that is irritating you or upsetting you or aggravating you or pressuring you. But that's also a reaction. Gritting your teeth is a reaction. Clenching your fists is a reaction. Running away is a reaction. Rushing away and smoking a marijuana cigarette is a reaction. Hiding is a reaction. Looking for something to distract yourself from the pressure is a reaction. Everything you do is a reaction. See? So what is the effect upon your body of all of these reactions? React, 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 react. Don't you think it's tiring and draining? And you become a conditioned response animal, just reacting. So why is that? Well, it began, like I said, when you were emotionalized, when you were penetrated by someone's confusion, by someone's cruelty, by someone's willfulness, by someone's pressure, by some shocking thing they did or something they said, see, or just their willfulness. They wanted something. They wanted you to like them. They wanted you to look up to them. They wanted you to respect them. See? So they had that will. Maybe you sensed it, you resented it, but that's a reaction too. So when you fall away from your inner ground of good, when you fall away from that internal source of motivation, from growing from within, independent of outside pressures, when you fall away from that, then you become completely reactive to the outside, and then dependent upon the outside for motivation. So a lot of people, they actually need something to upset them. They need a deadline. They need a pressure. They need someone to yell at them. They need a customer complaining. They need something to get them moving. But what I say is that you must refine that inner source of motivation that comes from God. All good comes from God. And if you could reconnect with that inner source and move with it and flow with it, and it through you, then your whole life would become an extension of that good. And no longer would you be reacting to the outside. Instead, you would be responding to what you know in your heart and growing from that positive response. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, I want to take a couple of minutes here just to talk about things in general. Things in general. First of all, I've been on the radio now. It's almost 30 years. Can you believe it? Almost 30 years. And I've helped some people, but not a lot. A lot of people are lost. They can't hear me. They can't hear me. Or if they hear me, then, well, it's, I don't want to say threatening, but it makes them uncomfortable because I tend to wake them up to see the sorry state of their existence. Okay, and so I want to talk about just a few simple things. So number one, people sometimes have questions, so I'll answer them here because they're the kind of questions a lot of people have. First of all, people want to know if I'm associated with any church. No. No, I'm a believer but not a belonger. If I were to belong to something, well, then I would be dependent upon it. It would then dictate, wouldn't it? it would then dictate what I do and what I think and what I believe and what I do. No, I want to flow from within. If anyone dictates or motivates or inspires or moves me, let it be the good Lord. Let it be the good Lord and not a middleman, not an organization, not a group, not someone else. See, most people are lost anyway, and they themselves are products of the environment. They themselves are beholden and serving and dependent on and looking up to and growing in the likeness of someone else, and someone else, and someone else. No, I prefer to let the good Lord dictate which way I go. I get up in the morning and I don't know what I'm going to do. Every day, who knows what I will do? I move as the Spirit moves me. Now, mostly, it moves me to do my duty, to do my work, to do a bit of writing, to make a program like this, to be there for my family. See? Things like that. But it also moves me to thoughtfully ponder about life. And the good Lord has given me some time to think about things and to express them in my books and on my radio program and in my videos. Oh yeah, so I've got a lot of videos on YouTube and on Vimeo, a lot of them. Hundreds on wonderful spiritual topics and about relationships, how to be a better husband, wife, how to stop resenting your partner, how to forgive and forget, all these wonderful topics, and about salvation, and about learning to be more forgiving, and things like that, okay? And then I have meditations. The one I talk about most is the free meditation. I call it the free meditation or the easy meditation. It's like 7 minutes long and it's free. But I should talk more about a classic meditation that I have. I made one many years ago. It has four parts. And this classic meditation has a lot of instruction with it. It's very beautiful, actually. I've been listening to it recently, and I'm amazed at how beautiful it is. I give practical advice about being more forgiving, about overlooking others' shortcomings, about following your own heart, about living in the moment, about letting go of worry, and about having faith. I give practical advice about such things in this four-part meditation. So you should go to my website and look for it. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret of becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
This program, I've been talking about finding out how to live your own life. If you want to live your own life, it's done in the moment. It's not done, you know, where you say, okay, I'm going to go to school for 4 years and I'm going to get this advanced degree and then I'm going to do this and I'm going to get this job. And No, it's not like that. Yeah, your life might unfold that way. But the way to live is to live in the moment. So like I said, I get up in the morning and I don't know what I'm going to do. And when there's a situation, a little moment. You know how there are some moments in life, a lot of things we do, we just, you know, we drive to work, we have something to eat, we do some exercise, we do our chores. A lot of moments are just kind of regular. They're not of great importance. And yet, while I'm doing those simple things, I'm also pondering life, and I have realizations and see things and understand things. So they're not wasted. But there are certain special moments with your partner or your kids, for example, where what you say, what you do, the expression on your face, your timing, are of great importance. And when such moments arrive, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wait to be inspired, to realize something wordlessly. If I don't realize anything, then I don't do anything. I just stand there. But that's living by faith, instead of pre-planning. See, if you pre-plan what you're going to do, that's not living by faith. I mean, of course, if you're going on a trip, you have to, you know, put gas in the car, like that. But I mean, for the important things in life and life delicate moments, you have to live by faith. So I wait until I realize what to do, till I wordlessly know in my heart what to do. See, God communicates to us by way of intuition. That's right, it's a silent language. Remember Star Trek? It was Spock, wasn't it? Didn't he have a way of communicating mind to mind with someone? He did. Well, it's something like that. So I realize things wordlessly, and then maybe I can put them to words. I can realize something and then talk about it with words on the radio or write about it. But first comes the realization. And where does it come from? It comes from God. So, in the moment, I wait to see what to do or what to say. Then that's called living by faith. And apparently faith is an important thing. Because in the Bible, you know, wasn't it Paul or was it Peter? I can't remember. Who said that all that is not of faith is sin. All that is not of faith is sin. See? So things must come from within. They originate from God, from wisdom, from what is right, what is true, what is fair, what is just. And when you realize that, with his help, he gives you the power to realize, and then you say something, it's an extension of that realization. And the realization is an extension of your delicate touching what is in what you know in your heart. So it's intuition. Okay? So intuitively, I will know what to say or what to do. And if nothing comes to me, then nothing is what I'm supposed to do. See how simple it is? That's living by faith. So that's what you must find out how to do. And when you start living by faith, then you go through life and you become an observer. Instead of always constantly planning everything, worrying about everything, trying to make things happen, instead of always playing God and judging everything, this is a good chair, this is a bad chair, this is a beautiful house, this is a bad house, this is a good neighborhood, this is a bad neighborhood, she's a nice person, he's a terrible person, this is a good school, that's a bad school. You just go through life judging everything. Instead, just go through life as an observer, like a tourist, just observing without forming judgments. Just observe calmly, quietly, without forming judgments. And then you begin to have realizations, and you begin to have understanding. They'll come to you wordlessly from within, and it won't be something you dredged up or heard or were told or read in a book. It'll come from God directly. That's living by faith. So what you need now is to get the little meditation that I have so you can learn how to be in the moment, not lost in your thoughts. And in the moment, you can begin to have this delicate understanding and become a friend of intuition again, a friend of conscience again. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at YouTube.com or SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. So like I was saying, because after you failed in the moment, after you reacted and failed, then you want to hide from seeing that you failed and you hide in your daydreams. So the meditation is important to help you come back to the present, live in reality where the birds are singing. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.